you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
The Air Force says it did not send the Texas church shooter's name to a national criminal database after he was court-martialed for domestic violence. The suspect was convicted of domestic assault and shouldn't have been allowed to buy guns that he used to kill 26 people at church on Sunday. The FBI investigator confirmed that there were no red flags in the system that would have stopped him from buying the guns, and the Air Force wants the Defense Department to review what happened.
Did you see those dudes, though, that chased him? Those guys are characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
The one guy who's got the neck tattoos looks like Trey Cyrus. Right. And he's calling the other dude the hero. There was a neighbor to the church that was taking a nap.
Okay.
And the guy came running out barefoot with an AR-15. He had an AR-15.
Oh, really?
He's a local
chased
plumber.
After this guy.
Oh,
yeah.
And smokes.
And battled it out with him. But he was barefoot.
Mm-hmm. He said he was scared to death.
He
said, every time I heard a shot, though, I kept thinking that could be another person. And so he grabbed his gun and went outside, like Jeff said, shoeless. He's like a local plumber. And I guess he got a couple shots off to this guy and then hopped into that car with the other guy. And then they chased after him.
And they were flying. They were
like 95 miles an hour.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I saw. It's like, holy smokes. That's like, what is it? Fight or flight?
Yes.
He ran to it. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it's truly, I mean, those guys,
I mean, how
really
many people are,
did save lives.
You wake up from a nap to gunshots and you could either stay put, call 911 and just stay put,
or
stay safe, or you run out there. You'll be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what
it's
I
pretty
would
brave.
Do. Yeah.
Very brave. Email scammers are targeting Netflix subscribers. The company is letting them know that emails are telling Netflix subscribers that they need to update their billing information, but the link, it takes them to a fake website and they're asked to provide credit card information. Cybersecurity experts say that the scam emails that started going out on Friday to Netflix subscribers are relatively well designed, look like the real deal, but Netflix says that if you are a subscriber and you're wondering whether or not you really do need to update your service, you can go to netflix.com/security for information.
Who's hacking? Who are the hackers?
I wonder who it is. Yeah, just somebody probably phishing scheme looking to get credit card
something.
Numbers and do something with it. Sleep deprivation is causing brain activity to slow down. Brain cells have a harder time talking with one another when you don't get enough sleep. And while it seems obvious that not getting enough sleep slows people down, there's a new study that says they found a possible biological reason for it. They looked directly at the neurons in the brain and found that sleep deprivation causes the electrical bursts between them to grow slower and weaker over time. The slowdown can affect not only perception and reaction, but also memory. They say any kind of like long-term sleep deprivation can seriously impact your brain's ability to like warehouse memories.
This story makes me tired.
Yeah.
I
think
a lot
of these stories are making me tired. No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? No, but the sleep talk was just kind of making me
like, ooh,
zone off. Yeah. Don't they say that's one of the best techniques in torture? Sleep deprivation. To get someone to talk, you just keep them awake.
It's toxic stuff.
Yeah, remember when you want to sleep? I guess I never feel sleep deprived. I feel the deal when I want to sleep, but
can't get to sleep.
You're not supposed to. Yeah. Remember when your teacher's voice would just hit that perfect cadence of wah, 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 and you're freaking out because your body's like, we have to sleep now. And you're in class and you're blinking and you're having fantasies like, I'm going to run and hide in a closet and sleep all day.
Oh, I feel like the best sleep ever. Yeah.
Well, and it's so hard because like teenagers really do need that much sleep. I mean, that's the whole science behind, you know, they're talking about later start times, especially for middle schoolers and high schoolers. Because your body really is, I mean, it's like this huge turning point in your development as a human and your body, you know, with the hormone changes and all the growth that's going on. I mean, your body like really does need all of that sleep. Like they're saying the worst thing that you can do to a teenager is be like, get up, you know, on the weekend when they're like totally sleeping in. their bodies are really needing that extra time to like knit stuff.
When they're sleeping in, I need that garbage out of that lawn mode. I just got to let them sleep in, huh?
Well, obviously, I mean, parents can do what they. But I mean, even I'm worried about like what my son's going to be like as a teenager. The other day, I went into his room because it was 10:30 in the morning, and my 7-year-old son was still asleep.
Yeah,
I'm like, do I need to put a mirror under your nose? I mean, are you alive?
Why does he never sleep that?
Well, is that the Kavanaugh gene or is that the coffee gene?
Both. Oh, my husband is.
You're both sleepers?
My husband, if there was a gold medal for sleeping, my husband would have like a Wheaties box and like a display case.
You guys, all of you guys would. Yeah, absolutely. Sleepers. I didn't realize you're that a sleeper also, though, I guess.
I'm less so now. I mean, and I used to think there's always this kind of this phenomenon when you have kids that they call it mommy brain. Yeah. You know, everyone's like, oh my God, I totally have mommy brain. But then like the science comes out and it's like, well, duh, no wonder you're totally absent-minded professor. You're absolutely sleep deprived. You're, you know, running on fumes and obviously memory and retention is just like, boom, gone. One of the biggest culprits are smartphones.
Yeah.
One of the things that they're warning about is that this addiction to those little devices that mean so much to us all is slowly killing us. Put down the cell phone, get to bed, go to work, do what you need to do. They're saying studies have shown that 50% of teens consider themselves addicted to their smartphones and that could have a serious effect on them later in life.
They all are. I saw the nieces and nephews last night.
Can't get them off.
Snapchat was down for 3 hours yesterday.
Oh God!
You guys didn't realize it because you're not like a snappers, teenager, yeah. But they were freaking out.
Oh my God!
Really?
It was
absolutely apoplectically freaking out. Every kid is nodding right now. It was down for 3 hours.
And
they're
so,
like, what do we do now?
I mean, there would be your zombie apocalypse if the grid went down.
Oh.
And they didn't have. It's like knowing kids, it's not coming back.
Yeah,
they would be in the streets running around eating brains.
Why?
Gnashing.
You can't get them off the phone. You can't. That's just what they do. Get ready, Molly.
Oh.
But yours is a little different.
We are a nation of people. Yeah. I mean, will the whole world follow suit? Will everyone eventually be completely bent at the neck, staring down at a digital device that is more interesting than the two of you? Like, mm-hmm. If we're together.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys aren't as interesting as this. And you guys are like, fine, you're not as interesting as my smartphone.
I think it's just everyone. When last time we were in Mexico with that Dive Ventures trip, Wiley and I were like touring around and stuff. I did notice a lot of people, the locals there, were also on their phones as well. Those who had phones.
Yeah.
They're on their phones as well, just looking down. And I even mentioned something to Wiley. And I'm like, God, same thing here. You know, everybody's just down on their phone. I guess when you're bored, it's what you do. I mean, you don't even have to be bored. That's just what you
right.
do.
You don't even allow yourself to be bored anymore. Even when you feel the pangs of like lack of interest in your surroundings or whatever, it's immediately, it's a knee-jerk reaction.
Go sit at a bar by yourself or a restaurant.
Okay.
And don't pick up your phone.
Ooh, that's hard.
You'll feel like a weirdo.
Yeah. Because you'll be the only one.
Because people are looking at you like, why isn't he on his phone?
Is he casing the place?
I mean, you're alone.
Is a robbery about to happen?
Your friend or date isn't there, so be on your phone, you weirdo. What are you doing?
Well, there's a word for it. Nomophobia.
What's
nomophobia.
That?
Nomophobia is the fear of not being able to access or use your mobile phone. I think I have a slight version of nomophobia.
I think everybody does.
My husband can walk away from his phone anytime. Like, seriously, I'm blown away.
For how long, though?
Oh, I mean, like, we'll go out and he won't even have his phone. And that absolutely, I can't. Like, that just makes me
crazy.
Insane. Yeah, I mean, just, I can't. And he will have left his phone because he's like, well, I know you have yours. I don't need mine. Who's going to call me? Or, like, what do I need to, you know, do or look up or whatever?
Yeah.
I'm like, But I guess the big thing is that teens are getting impacted because we were talking about this earlier, like the sleep. They're not getting enough sleep. And all of that is going to make this generation of like sleep deprived kids. And it's going to have long impacting results on their growth later in life. So put the phones down.
I would love that.
Because
it's not my problem. Mm-hmm. It's the future. And they're mole people. You know, they're shorter. The sleep deprivation has stunted their growth.
Yeah.
So they're just short mole people whose necks just are constantly bent down looking at the devices.
They have those big lemur eyes, though. Like those big, like crazy orb eyes to be able to see the screen.
Yeah, I wonder what it would do to their eyes.
Probably make them blind like a mole. Like, mm-hmm. like my eyes. Well, that's old, but...
Well, since they're constantly looking at something that has its own back light...
It's got to be bad for your eyes.
That they don't need regular eyes.
Mm.
Okay.
Like their eyes get smaller instead of bigger. Interesting. We'll find out what happens in a couple generations.
But the moment the Snapchat goes down, they just freak out.
That's really interesting.
It's like the old Louis C.K. bit.
I love it.
Louis C.K. used to do the stand-up act, and he goes, you think TV's good for your kids? He goes, sneak up behind them when they're watching their show and unplug the TV and watch what happens.
All right, we got an email. This is great. We're getting a lot of emails, actually. My friend Angie emailed us and asked if we're doing a diaper drive again this year. Yes, we are. Do what you can do. Channel94.com is all the details. But we also got an email from Betty at Millard Oaks Chiropractic and Massage. They're going to be a collection site for the diaper drive. She just wanted to give us that heads up there. So, yeah, people are starting to group together for the diaper drive. And for those of you that are maybe new to the show, new to the diaper drive, it's our annual thing that we do every year. We've done it for, 14 years. And it's a charity for the women and children of the Lydia House. So what we do is we pretty much come together as a community and we get diapers all brought in and then we deliver them to them and it opens up a lot of different resources for the people who need them.
Last year we raised so much they were able to give diapers for the victims of the hurricanes. They sent diapers from the diaper depot down to Houston and down in Florida. So
isn't that
it's
crazy?
Become a massive deal that we kind of try and help anybody who needs it. But on a side note, what it is it teaches kids empathy. Yeah. So like all of Omaha has embraced it. They will always be a diaper drive from here on out, whether we're involved with it or not. Ours is the 15th and 16th and 17th of December, and that's pretty much the same weekend every year now. But it has become, for area schools and little kids, how they learn empathy. And we've evolved with it while we've watched. We never were aware that kids could be so empathetic at such a young age.
It's so sweet.
Other little kids. They're not thinking of themselves in Santa Claus, at least not around the diaper drive. Little kids, like 5 and 6 year olds, show up with diapers. And I know their parents probably put the thought in their head, but they really are saying, this is for the babies.
Yeah.
And they have diapers and they want to throw it in the truck. So that is the big lesson, is thinking of somebody other than yourself at Christmas time. And it really is a pretty cool thing. Like, we're a bunch of Scrooges. And now around Christmas, now we kind of get this neat kind of
warm
feeling that we get right before Christmas. We all personally, we've seen it with, so Kay, this will be her first diaper drive.
Okay.
Kay's our night girl.
Yeah.
But we've seen it with all of the staff that come in when there's new people at the channel staff. I always wonder what they're going to think of the diaper drive, because it's 3 days and it looks like a lot of work and it seems overwhelming, and they all come out of it going, that was the coolest thing I think I've ever done in radio.
Yeah. If there was a moment that it feels like it's not going to end. But like you said, in the end, it's the most amazing thing. It's like babies taking care of babies, which is crazy, because you can ask those little kids as they roll through, do they understand, where these go to? They all understand. They absolutely understand. They want to take care of the babies at the Lydia House,
So sweet.
So, yeah.
We got kids who have done this every year. Many of them now do it as like a birthday.
Yep.
At their birthday, if it's around Christmas, they ask for diapers. And other kids show up to that kid's birthday party and bring diapers. I mean, I'm telling you.
And then they show up.
You have kids. You get it. If you can teach them these kind of tools.
Yes.
Early on, empathy.
Yeah, the idea of helping people who, need assistance. I mean, the idea that even the littlest thing can be mean a lot to somebody else. I mean, these kids, it's so sweet when they come up and they want to toddle on up to the trucks and see what's inside. And it's like, oh my God, it's so cute. They're always just like, oh my gosh, those big old trucks, empty at the beginning and then full at the end. It's wow. It's
I got that footage on my phone of when we had to get the third truck last year.
Yeah.
It was just so cool, the little moments that we get. Remember, we needed a third truck.
Yeah, I didn't think we were going to get it.
We filled two Werner trucks, and we didn't know what we were going to do, and the Open Door Mission sent their third truck, and it's backing up.
Beep, beep. With a million diapers.
Beep.
Almost 1.3 million diapers were collected last year in 3 days. 3 days. So if there's ever a moment where you're like,
good on you, Omaha.
You know, I want to do this, or, you know, every year's another opportunity for you because, you know, as he said, it's not going to go away. This diaper drive is a big thing. It's a big feeder to the community. And, you know, remarkably, we need it. Unfortunately, we need it, but
so,
we do need it. So,
collection diapers. I had a thing at St. Robert's on Friday, and a lot of the St. Robert's people said that they want to give. And the question, there were some new donors. They were like, how much, man? Give me a number.
Oh.
Give me a number, man. I want to start a drive. How much? And I don't ever know what to say.
Yeah.
To bold people that are like, I want, me and my buddies are going to start a diaper drive this year. We'll be there. And I was saying, all right, you want to get nutty? 1,000, 2,000 is not a bad start.
No,
I mean,
it's
how
not.
Big would you guys say? We get the 20,000s and the $30,000
yes.
one time donors of diapers, but people really have no idea. They're like, do you want a diaper count or a monetary count? So like, I don't know where to set
either.
It at, but if you want to start one at your office, go for $2,500.
Yeah, go for it just as whatever you can. I mean, you know, you'll see real fast how it adds up.
I know.
So you'll know. I mean, yeah, and
diapers
then the sizes
cheap.
And all that. And then, yeah, they're not cheap at all. But yeah, I don't know. I never know what count either. Yeah, go for 25, even 5,000. But make it a at work thing too. I mean, some type of incentive thing, and yeah, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, whatever. You know, there's just other opportunities.
It doesn't
in ways you can do this
have to so, be yeah. too complicated. Yeah. I know at this late in the game, some HR departments need to have
info.
You know,
already have their charity in place.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people do that. They decide that actually sometimes over the summer or like way before now. But if you were just your office mates or your friends, your book club. You know what I mean? Your fantasy football team, anybody.
Your CrossFit.
You guys can all, right.
Your CrossFit group. Maybe it's your LARPing group that LARPs
Ooh.
In the park.
Yeah, LARP for diapers. LARPing for diapers.
I mean, maybe you're wearing a pair of diapers as a part of your LARPing outfit.
Yes.
It's not supposed to be an adult diaper. I know that's supposed to be armor.
Yeah, it's supposed
right.
to be armor. Whatever it takes. All right, but yeah, channel941.com. You can get all the details right there. We have everything for you. Schedule, time, location, what it's all about, everything like that. But yeah, do us a favor and check it out and help out where you can.
Channel 94.1.
Welcome, everybody.
Wow.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only.
What's up with the stars? What's P. Diddy up to? Or is it Brother Love?
It is not Brother Love. He said he was only joking. He's like, I
figured
realized.
It was not. I figure we're such monkeys. We just follow anything celebs
yeah.
say. I watched that clip and it was like, it looks like he was drunk.
Okay. Yeah. Cause it was his birthday, he said on a tweet. Yeah.
Yeah. He turned 48 on Saturday. And so, yeah, he's like, I've realized that I can't mess around when it comes to the internet. And he's like, no, I'm not changing my name to Brother Love. Like, I'm still Diddy. Sean Combs.
Okay.
So if you try to call him Brother Love, I think he probably won't answer on account of the fact that he didn't really change his name. Maybe it was just the
what would you call him?
Talking.
What are you going to call him if you see him?
Mr. Combs.
Really? Mr. Combs?
I think I would say Sean.
Yeah. I'd
really?
Be like Diddy. What's up, Diddy? What's up, Diddy?
He's like, well, aren't you familiar? Having never met me before.
And I feel like you have to do that Diddy dance, walk over to him, you know, that he does that, get that,
yeah.
that side shuffle.
The Diddy.
I feel like you have to approach him. Within 10 feet of Diddy, you have to dance in.
That'd be awesome.
You have to side shuffle in.
What's up, Diddy?
Here he comes.
Molly be like, yes, Mr.
Diddy. Mr. Combs, pleasure to meet you. And then have him be like, no, call me Sean. I'd much rather have that than be like, hey, Sean, and be like, it's Mr. Combs, do you, stranger?
I mean, at grocery stores and stuff, you know, people who don't recognize him should call him sir,
yeah.
Mister. Mister.
I don't like to be called Mister myself, but.
Mr.
What
Big
about
Party.
Guy? Hey, guy.
I don't like that at all. I don't know
Molly,
why.
Do people ever call you lady?
Hey, lady.
Women don't like that. I had a buddy of mine who used to call women lady at the bar.
That
hey,
works.
Lady. He'd go, sorry, lady. I was just trying to, like, be nice. I'm like, oh, my God, everything you're saying is wrong.
Scold
me. Doing it wrong. Hey, lady.
Lady.
She's going to spit in your
what
drink.
What about ma'am? What makes you feel less than? Ma'am?
Ma'am, it's weird. Ma'am's just one of those things where it's like, oh, am I? I mean, I have kids with me, so I guess like ma'am is like the knee-jerk reaction. You can't really, I mean, they're not going to be like, excuse me, miss. But I still get that. Like if you're walking out and you forget something, I've had people be like, excuse me, miss, you forgot your...
What about woman?
Well, I've been a little...
Sir,
I'm being honest
sir
with you.
A lot.
In the heart, the Weinstein thing, since people are so alarmed.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been trying to like rethink. I'm like, am I saying the wrong thing? Because I say stuff like darling.
And I say dear all the time.
And honey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Dear.
Yeah,
and
it's
then,
probably offensive. We don't know. I mean, I say dear every time like someone
but
calls.
But I'm meaning it endearingly.
Yes.
Like, hey, dear. Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, like to, you know, I don't know.
That's
some weird,
sad.
That's the thing that sucks for guys right now. And I'm saying, quote unquote, good guys. We don't know how to react. We're like, what are we? Everything's so charged.
Yeah.
How would kidding. You like to be referred to, ma'am?
Or sir?
Sir.
Okay.
May I have another? Olivia Newton-John, this is such a weird story. So Olivia Newton-John has this boyfriend, Patrick, and back in 2005, he went on a fishing trip in Mexico, never to be seen or heard from again. Presumed dead. They actually, you know, rolled out the whole, like, they declared him, you know, missing and dead. Well, now, 12 years later, photos have surfaced of him lounging at a campsite in Mexico with some unidentified woman, apparently very much alive and well.
Is he in Xanadu?
Xanadu.
Maybe he thought he was.
Xanadu.
So
like,
they
what
found
are you running
him.
From? Yeah, they found him. So it's he'd be 60 years old. Roughly the same age as the guy that's seen in this photograph. And a private detective who was hired by Dateline in 2009 to track him down said it was concluded beyond reasonable doubt that he was alive.
He was always getting cited places and stuff like that.
Right. But we'd never had photographic evidence, but I guess this is the deal. Locals reported that Patrick first stayed there after he allegedly escaped from the U.S. more than 12 years ago. And friends of Olivia Newton-John said that she will be relieved to finally learn of the alleged fate of her former boyfriend after being in the dark all these years.
Why would he do that? I mean,
he owed people money.
Weird. Is that what it comes down to?
He owed a ton of people money. I mean, it was running from debt and starting over. I'm sure.
Okay.
You know, you finally corner him and he's like, yeah, you found me, okay? This is what I do now. I live in Mexico.
Skating right by.
Hey.
Yeah. He's on a roller skates at a Mexican skate land. I'm a Latin DJ at a roller rink.
How do you leave Olivia Newton-John high and dry? She's like...
I'm thinking about that.
Australia's
all the years,
sweetheart.
All the years she went through going, why and what if? And then you have sightings and then you're like, why would you leave me? I don't even know.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think Olivia Newton-John is the first time I touched it.
What?
Pretty close.
When I was a kid.
Are you kidding me?
She was the first one where, Molly, I'm sorry, this is going to happen to your son. We went from an innocent boy playing with Star Wars characters, and then I watched my sister would have every Olivia Newton-John thing on TV and the records, and I remember suddenly putting down my Star Wars figure and grabbing my other toy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just.
We all have that moment.
It's going to happen to your boy someday. I don't know who it is. It might be Frozen.
Stop talking.
Maybe Frozen's on and he suddenly looks at the princess differently.
Nope. My boy.
And for the first time in his life, someone else is driving the car.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. I'm in charge.
Can't you even find the version of Xanadu where she sings?
I loved Olivia Newton-John. I really did. And then it was ridiculous because then the videos came out. Let's get physical. Mm-hmm. It was like she was toying with me.
Yeah.
It's like as soon as she knew Jeff was sexually aware, then she became a sex pot.
Yeah, the video was one of the hottest ones out there. And you know what? There was issues with it because the way she was dressed.
Yeah, it was.
So they put a bunch of fat guys in it and out of shape old people to try to unsexify it. Isn't that weird?
Can't hide that. Can't hide that under
beautiful.
A bushel.
Yeah.
That was like considered soft porn at the time.
Oh yeah.
She's fully clothed too. I mean, there's like seriously, she's not even like showing like a like even ankle.
She's wearing isn't she wearing leg warmers?
Yeah, she was wearing like the spandex body at the full.
I just imagine still see that fat guy.
Okay.
What else?
That's your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right. 849. 44 is your high today. Tomorrow we're going to go 49 for the high. But then next week's going to be in the 50s. That's
Party.
Good news.
Waiting to hear from you.
How?
Who was your motivation?
My motivation
Who
for
was
that?
Your Olivia Newton-John?
I would have to say somewhere in there. I couldn't tell you because I was all about the Sears catalogs. So, God, that sounds creepy. But it's real. It's so real.
So yours was a nameless... Well, she didn't even have a head.
Yeah, nameless.
She was a headless Sears catalog bra model.
Yeah. That explains a lot of mannequin
I know, that explains backstory. His mannequin backstory.
Yeah, right?
He first fell in
mannequins.
Love with a headless, faceless, it didn't talk.
Amazing. Amazing. Sears catalog. It's almost that time of year when they deliver them out, you know, and you're just paying through looking for those toys.
Channel 94.1.
Check this out.
More of what you listen for.
Gets me laughing every morning. Funny. The music.
What I want.
This is my station.
I never listen to anything else.
This is a Big Party Morning Show.